It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Get ready. Some people are going to try to rip you off. Hackers broke into the database of a company called Epsilon recently. Epsilon handles email communications for well-known companies like Target, Capital One, Walgreens. We have a list of names at marketplacetech.org. If you've given any of these companies your name or email, the bad guys might have that information. So now, expect phishing emails. That's where the scammer pretends to be from one of these companies and asks you for more information, which they then use to steal your identity or your money. Anoop Ghosh is founder and chief scientist at software security company Invincia.
This was a sophisticated operation with the intent to grab these email databases of all these brands and their customers. You will probably be getting emails from various companies that look like they come from those brands when in fact they might be forged. The purpose being to get you to go to a website and either enter in your account credentials or simply by clicking on that link, getting infected from that website.
How realistic are these emails going to be?
Realistically, today an end user has no way of knowing if an email is authentic or not. You can perfectly copy a logo for a company. You can put together very official-sounding language, and the recipient of that email has no way of knowing whether this is authentic or not. So I would expect many of the emails that users will get will be legitimate, and some of them might, in fact, be forged emails with the express purpose of getting users to click through to websites. So I think some of the telltale signs will be, okay, this is an email notifying you that our client email database has been exposed. I need you to go visit the site to log in and change your username and password.
Wait, so some of the scam emails are going to be about the security breach that led to the scam emails?
Oh, it's a perfect cover. Yeah, it's a perfect cover because they created the incident. They know exactly that the companies are going to have to respond back to their customer databases with notices, and they're going to forge those notices to the customers. Yeah, the best thing to do really is not to click on any links, right? So if you're not clicking on links and you're not opening attachments, you're safe, right? If you start clicking on links, well, you don't know if the site it's going to take you to is authentic or forged and whether that site could potentially infect you or not. And if you have to log in or if they're asking you to log in, that's a strong indicator that this might, in fact, be a forged email specifically to get account information.
Anoop says if you think you've been a victim of a phishing scam, contact that company by phone. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you may have missed.
Technology lets you do so much. Carry a powerful computer in your pocket.
Send instant messages around the world.
But it's coming up short in one key area. Jetpacks.
We have been waiting so long for jetpacks.
A year ago, a company called Martin Jetpacks said they would start selling a twin fan powered unit for $86,000. But they're still not available. Instead of selling people actual jetpacks, the company has just released a new demonstration video.
So we've been waiting for a jetpack and we get a video?
And it's not even a real person flying it. It's a mannequin being remotely controlled by a human on the ground.
I guess there are still a few bugs in the system.
Well, at least they named the mannequin Jetson.
That doesn't make me feel better. I want jetpacks! Jetpacks! This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.